Tom C. McKinnon Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Professor Mystry. What's his last name? First name is S-H-A. H-R-O-U-K-H, middle initial R. Address is 262 Pinyon, P-I-N-Y-O-N, Hills Drive, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 530-343-6299. Cell 530-680-9283. Date of birth 1-28-1963, ID 615-69-5007. Date of birth is 1-28-1962. His insurance is Blue Cross / Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Costco. His address 2. Dr. Brian G. First, F-U-R-S-T, M-D, Family Practice, below that Mission Ranch Primary Care, below that 114 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 10, Chico, California, 95926-5137, 530-894-0500, 530-342-2532, parenthesis, fax in parenthesis, the clinical indication. Neurological evaluation. Considering concurrent care and treatment for long-standing history of physiological tremor. Dear Dr. First, thank you for referring Professor S-H-A-H-R-O-U-K-H Mystry, M-I-S-T-R-Y, for neurological evaluation, considering the persistence of his tremor. New paragraph, as you already know. He has had a tremor since childhood. New paragraph. He has had various treatments over a period of time. More recently, adjusted dosages of extended-release propranolol, now up to 80 milligrams per day, with some improvement but not complete control of his tremor. Subparagraph, a trial of primidone more recently was not tolerated and produced significant lightheadedness and confusion. New paragraph. He reports that his tremor has become cosmetically disruptive in his coursework, drawing attention away from his teaching. New paragraph. Your records were quite helpful in review. New paragraph. It reports that some exercise increases the intensity of his tremor. New paragraph. He is no longer taking any Mycelyne. New paragraph. He has a comorbid medical history of allergies and a remote history of infrequent episodic symptoms of asthma. He also gives a remote history of sleep apnea, but is not currently symptomatic by his report. He reports that he has not been tried on medication to modify his sleep apnea symptoms, including montelukast. His mother is healthy and living, but his father is deceased at age 89. There's a family history of tremor, hypertension. His father had ALS. Neurological review of systems was positive for difficulty with taste and smell following COVID virus infection, some dyspnea, at times heart racing, bladder incontinence, joint and back pain, some memory impairment, physiologic anxiety, persistent fatigue, initial insomnia and snoring. New paragraph. His neurological examination today shows normal cranial nerve function. New paragraph. Motor examination demonstrates normal bulk tone and strength without obvious fasciculations. New paragraph. He has a slight to possibly moderate, rapid and fine tremor on hand extension, but little, if any, tremor at rest. New paragraph, cerebellar testing is otherwise unremarkable and demonstrates no inducible neuromuscular stiffness or cogwheeling. New paragraph, his sensory examination is also normal to all modalities. New paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes are otherwise preserved. Subparagraph, there's no pathological or primitive reflexes in the lower extremities, but he does have a positive palmomental response on the right. New paragraph, he has a history of neck pain with positional changes. Subparagraph, clinical examination demonstrates pain on right side bending and rotation with posterior extension. New paragraph, ambulatory examinations otherwise fluid and non-ataxic, with preserved tandem heel and toe. Romberg's test was slightly unsteady, but otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Professor Mystery presents with a family history of ALS. New paragraph, he gives a history of persistent tremor that has not improved significantly with adjusted trials of extended-release propranolol, now 80 milligrams per day. New paragraph, a trial of primidone was ineffective. New paragraph, in consideration of his presentation, the clinical findings on his neurological examination, I am going to request a high-resolution MR imaging study of the brain and cervical MR imaging as well to exclude contributory degenerative disease and neuroforaminal / spinal stenosis. New paragraph. He will continue on his extended-release propranolol while I initiate a trial of topiramate beginning at 25 milligrams BID. New paragraph, he'll be seen for reevaluation and adjustment. New paragraph, when he returns with the results and home sleep testing findings, I would consider additional laboratory testing and maybe even nerve conductions EMG with a family history of ALS. I doubt this is the etiology. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when he returns and sign respectfully with my professional signature.